Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters. Today is Monday, September 27th, and we're 36 days away from the November 2nd election. And what we want to talk about today are the insertion of our vote-by-mail ballots for vote-by-mail voters, and our permanent vote-by-mail voters right now is what we're talking about. We have over 600,000 now here in Orange County, and we started, and by the way, I have Christian Tran with me. Christian?
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
This is Christian.
And Christian has been a part of this project, you know, really is a lead for a lot of it, but we also have all of our IT guys and our warehouse folks working on producing these ballots and getting them inserted. We started last Monday, as I recall.
Yes.
And we, so far to date, have inserted, well, actually by Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll be completely done with the 600,000 is where we're at.
Yes.
And just kind of reviewing the numbers, we started off on Monday with about 25,000 roughly and gradually have gone up. By Thursday of last week, we're at 91,000 that we had inserted. This is a single day, not the total.
Yes.
And then on Friday, we hit 101,000, which we've never done before. It's basically double where we were a few years ago.
That's correct.
What do you attribute that to? I can tell you what I attribute to, but...
Basically, we are working really hard, nonstop, and... thanks to the innovation of the machine, we did the PM before that.
Mm-hmm. PM for everybody out there is the maintenance.
The maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's I've seen happening is everybody, the crew that's working on it, from the inserters, the operators, all the way through to the sorting on the warehouse side and getting them prepared for mailing. It's operating much more efficiently, and we're getting all of our ballot files that they're keeping up with when they print the ballots. So that they're caught up with you guys. So it's just, it's a constant movement of product until we have that in piece.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, yeah, and that's really helped.
Right, we're working together pretty well.
Right, exactly. So I also want to talk to Jose Rodriguez. And Jose is on our warehouse crew. And Jose is responsible for those ballots coming once they're off the inserter and sealed. Then, Jose, you're putting them into the sorting process, and we're getting our zip code sorting. So we have postage efficiencies there, right?
Yes.
So what's the main step that you do? Once we have the sealed envelopes, you're putting them into the sorting process.
Well, the process is what I'll do, I'll seal them and put them in pallets and get them ready for the post office to deploy.
Right, and then we shrink wrap those pallets, and we obviously have them under lock and key and 24-hour surveillance until we send them to the post office and they're ready.
Correct.
For mailing. Something interesting happened today. We, you know, it's because of the heat, and that's sort of timely right now. Our warehouse is operating very hot. And this equipment, one of the large sorters, we have to operate outside of an air-conditioned area. And so we had some overheating issues today.
Yes, it was. Well, today has been really hot. And that's one of the things that the sorter just kind of quit on us.
Right, and what's happening is those lamps that we use to grab the information on the envelope is creating a lot of heat. And then you add to that, it's 95 degrees outside, and, you know, in the warehouse, it's hot.
Correct.
So then what are we doing to try and cool those down?
Well, what we did right now, we're trying to put the big old fans towards the computers. Mm-hmm. And also towards the lamps.
Right.
And that seems to be like it's working pretty good.
Right, exactly. So anyway, everybody's working together very, very well, and we're going to hit this milestone here about midweek. We'll be ahead of schedule. We'll be prepared to drop these vote-by-mail ballots starting next week. And as always, thanks for listening to these podcasts. We'll have more for you soon. Thanks again.